From Sincerely, Vivi. Free Fridays, Private Era. Okay, here we go. Launch Day Part 2. Part 1 was just gimmies. Part 2 is Private Eras. And you'd think I'd be calmer for the second time round. But this was me yesterday, rethinking decisions, rethinking strategy, rethinking design. Basically complete nonsense use of time, when really I should have been celebrating and patting myself on the back for finally launching my own handbag brand. Something I've wanted to do for years. I bought myself a mocha with extra chocolate don't tell better control, and took a moment to sip and enjoy the moment. The moment finally arrived. My own handbag brand, this time, my way. I've always tried to do things differently. When people do small and trendy, I want to do big and classic. When everyone goes a certain price range, I'll choose a different bracket. When everything is accessible and public, I want to limit. Truly make it a private era. Maybe it's the digital girl in me, but I wanted to go against the grain and challenge the norm. Do I know if it'll work? Does she look like she knows? But I've learned la hala walla kawada illabilla. There is no might nor power except with Allah. I strategized, I created, I put my deposit and took the risk, and now I leave my tawakkul in him. It's been so fun and I can't believe I managed to keep it a secret for over a year. Designing the bag was such a joy. I put all the elements of my favorite Zionist bags into this, and being a mom, the practical part was very important. Compartments inside and outside, secure but not too secure that opening the bag slows you down. Oh, and the water bottle compartment is waterproof MMKE. I love prints, but a printed bag would be a big no, so we put the print on the inside, which fits the ethos of Private Era so well. The story, the meaning, the beauty is on the inside, only for your eyes to see. But the journey didn't come without drama. There were delays all round, from the printed lining issues, to the bag, to the box, to the padlock, to the website customizations. Because the concept isn't a simple open website cum shop, Fadza and our colleague had to crack their engineer heads to come up with a system for a waiting list and timed access. Sounds simple, but a lot of work was poured into the back end. We got the boxes yesterday at 11 PM, on launch day, so we took a huge risk launching before the boxes arrived. But I can breathe a bit now, knowing that the test batch went out without any hiccups. Chapter 1 has begun, and I cannot wait to go through the story with you. If you've already joined the waitlist, I thank you for your love and support. If you haven't, come join here. When it's your turn, you'll get an email for the access to your own Chapter 1. P/S. Please check spam folders 2 by Smilla. Let me know you've read this. Comment which color you want, black, blood red, or nutshell on my latest post at @SincerellaVivi. See you there. Colon.